Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to another show of We Write Songs Podcast. Today we have with us two of my very good friends, Ethan and Alexis. I go to school with both of them, and they're here to talk to us a little bit about songwriting. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Mitch. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you.
Good to be here.
Good to have you, too. So they are really good songwriters, and I have seen firsthand some of their works. So we're going to talk a little bit about what they do and some of the creative processes that they go through. So, Ethan, what's one of your favorite songs that you've written?
Probably one of my more favorite songs is I'm going to have to go. Man, you really put me on the spot here. I'm going to go with Early Morning Light. It's one of those that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. But it's just real slow and pretty, and I find the words are easy to follow. And over the past few years of playing it, I've always gotten positive, feedback and a great response from the crowd when I play that song. So that's probably my best, I would have to say, so far.
What is it about?
My goodness, it's one of those sappy love songs,
Everyone loves a sappy love song.
Yeah, everyone loves a sappy love song, unless that's not what you need. Yeah. But, no, man, I'd dated this chick for a while. Pretty standard stuff. We, went our separate ways. I think, goodness gracious, I must have been like 21 at the time, and she informed me, she was going to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. For the winter, one of those things, and I wasn't invited, and so it was one of those situations where
that's
I
cold.
Sucked it up. It was very cold. I shouldn't have wrote such a pretty song, but I said that's fine. I'm going to Costa Rica, and she went to Hawaii to meditate and eat organic raw foods, and I went and did other things. Mm-hmm. So.
Write a song about her,
and and fumbled around the jungles. Mm-hmm. It was good.
So, do you consider songwriting a form of? I'm trying to think of what I'm wanting to say here, a form of meditation for you?
I do, man. It's a way for me. Like a lot of times, I'll write, and I'll never play it in front of anybody. That's just for me. Mm-hmm. And when I finally, come up with something, and get the nerve up to even show somebody and they seem to like it, that's when I'll start kind of putting it together in that sense. But for me, it's just a kind of a way to escape and find my own peace for the day. So
good. I think that's a good thing for the listeners to hear is, a lot of times, and I think a lot of people do that, is write for themselves and write to express emotion and like events that have happened in their lives to kind of,
I agree,
kind of release some bad feelings and some good feelings and whatever
friction is
whatever
there
comes out.
It's, people go about it in different ways, man. That's a pretty positive approach to it that I've found, as opposed to just diving into a bottle, or something like that. It's nice to have some type of constructive, a format almost.
Yeah. It's nice to look back on it, too, with a tune instead of, looking back through a journal and reading your boring words.
I agree. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I never thought about it like that, but I like that.
It's a journal of your life experiences. Another question I have for you is, do you have any specific goals with songwriting in the future?
Oh, goals, wants... Yeah, I mean, I want to keep writing, of course. Whenever I finish school, I want to be back on a stage as much as I possibly can. I would like to at some point try to see if I could sell a song to see it. I think it would be cool to have another artist play my music. Specifically, goal-wise, man, I don't know, just keep writing. I want to do more, I think I've been in a somewhat of a drought, here lately. I've only been able to crank out maybe, one, two songs in the last year or so. So a good goal of mine is just to get back into it a little bit more so than I have been. So,
school doesn't help with that.
No, there's not nearly enough time, man.
Too much schoolwork.
Too much school. They want you to do so many things.
Yeah, write this paper.
I could be writing a song.
Yeah. I have felt We all here go to ETSU. We go to the Bluegrass program.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all majors?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All of us are majors. Wow.
Yeah.
And I've found a lot. I feel like I've grown a lot with my songwriting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not a lot, but enough to where I can sit down and write a song, and it actually sounds good to me now. Before, I didn't have the skills or the techniques. And
that's since your time here.
Vocabulary.
At ETSU, you feel?
Yeah, I feel a lot better, yeah. I've written a few songs beforehand, and I've kind of tweaked them a little bit now.
Yeah.
But I've learned a few things from some teachers, and it's really helped. It's really helped out a lot.
Have you hung out with Ed much?
No, I actually haven't even met him.
Yeah, that's. I took Ed Starley's, and I think you did as well, Alexis.
Songwriting
class, yeah. It was interesting, you know. You just had to, I think what I took away from it was, honestly, I didn't write that much after the class. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably went 2 months without even trying to write.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was because I was completely burned out on it or what have you. But after I started writing again, you know, I took some of the stuff that I learned in that class and I've been able to apply it and understand kind of where he was coming from a little bit more so.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to be a sensitive musician, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to go into that class and just understand that everything you're going to take in there, he's going to tear it apart.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or not.
And you have a grade.
And you have a grade.
At the end.
And it's, you have to, I swear I did 50 rewrites of my songs in there, and I honestly don't even know where any of those are right now. I think I burned them.
Don't ever want to see those again.
Don't want to see it again. Was over it. But he was preaching simplicity in the air.
Yeah.
And I've always been one of those people who I write with metaphors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did come to realize, like, man, I bet a lot of people don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So it did help me take a step back and maybe reword some stuff and make stuff a little bit more straightforward to people.
Good.
So I think it's worth taking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good that it's helped you out.
Yeah. Yeah, I paid
for
it.
Even though you ended up using it as a fire starter.
Yeah.
Well, good. Let's hand the mic over to Alexis, since we have two mics. We can share mics.
Yeah.
So Alexis is, both of you do country music.
Yeah.
You're very into country music, right?
Yeah, very much classic country.
Cool. What are some of your influences from your early days and right now? George Jones?
Yeah, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, all the really great musicians.
All the classics.
Yeah.
Who do you have on your shoes?
George Jones today. Sometimes it's Loretta Lynn, but today it's George Jones.
Nice. The Converse?
Yep.
Nice. Some Chuck Taylors with George Jones on them, everybody. Can't see them, but just picture it in your head.
Pretty beautiful.
Yeah. Well, good. How do you take, this might be a weird question, but how do you take the music from the people that you grew up listening to and apply it into your songwriting?
I think it really depends on, like, who I'm listening to that day. If I listen to a lot of George Jones, I'm going to start talking a little bit more like he's singing and kind of have that influence the way I style the song and, like, the notes I use and things like that would be more focused towards him.
Cool. That's interesting. Do you see it like a definite impact on your music after listening to specific artists?
I think so. I mean, it might not come across to like everyone, but the comparisons that I make in my head while writing the song definitely make sense, like that it was influenced by that person.
And you notice it most
of
the time?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I think I can relate to that a little bit, but I haven't really thought about it that much. I'm gonna start thinking about it a little more when I'm writing and see what I compare to a little bit. So you've done a lot of songwriting with people, kind of big name people over at the school, right?
Yeah, I recently got to write with Rick Lang.
Mm-hmm.
He's really cool. I've worked with Louisa Branscombe at her Woodsong retreat.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of fun. I've learned quite a bit from them.
Well, that's cool. And you do a lot of like writing sessions, right?
Yeah, as much as I can.
Yeah. I know I haven't really been into an actual writing session before. So how does that work? Does everyone kind of contribute to one song? Does everyone bring different ideas to the table and then you just critique each other?
It can go either way. I think if someone comes in with a pretty good idea and they feel like other people can bring something to the table for it, then everyone can start working on one song. But you could just start from a line and everyone runs with it. If it's in different directions, then you get a few different songs, but it's always cool.
Just kind of see where it goes. It helps to have other people's ideas.
For sure.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Some extra input. Well, good. So when did you begin songwriting? When did you not begin
songwriting? I wrote my first song when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
I think it was about dogs.
Nice.
Yeah. I got more serious towards, I guess, my senior year of high school. I took a literature class, and I really liked writing. So it's kind of where I found that again.
Expanded your vocabulary a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool. And then you play the guitar, as we know. Did you always play the guitar when you started songwriting, or was it kind of?
I think I learned when I was about 12.
And okay. Then
I usually write lyrics and then try to find my way around the guitar.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good to know, because a lot of people do it differently.
Yeah,
Ethan just said he's the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do, Ethan?
Yeah, man, I tend to come up with a melody of sorts or just a chord structure, and then let the words find themselves in the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of always been my approach. I did not start writing when I was six. I'm pretty sure I was eating dirt. I'm not sure what I was doing then. Yeah, it was much later in life. I started playing guitar when I was probably 12, 13 kind of thing. And then that's when I found that it was easier for me to write my own songs instead of learn someone else's. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was just me being lazy, but that's kind of my approach.
Yeah, that's cool. Everyone out there has different approaches. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, people can always relate. I'm like the opposite of both of you, and I've done like both. Where I,
yeah,
I'm like a mix. I've done. Yeah, for me, it's just like my ideas come in when I'm like in the shower, or driving in the car. Anytime that I don't have a convenient notepad next to me. That's when the best ideas come. Yeah,
you're right.
And then it's either a melody or a lyric, like a catchy lyric. But then when I'm sitting down with a guitar and I'm channeling my creativity, sometimes I just come up with a riff.
Right.
And then I come up with lyrics. Sometimes I'll just like write a poem and then put music to it. And so it's just different every time.
That's cool.
But there are definitely some like go-tos for me. Like,
yeah,
if I want to just sit down and write, I'll just write. You know, if I want to sit down and make music on a guitar,
yeah,
just create something, then I'll do that too. But
yeah, I think for me, I have a problem sitting down just to do one. I kind of just have to let it happen organically. I don't know, because so many times I've been trying to learn someone else's song, you know, either for school or for what have you, and then all of a sudden, you know, a half hour later, I'm on my own tangent, you know, and I've got half a song or something, which is cool.
It's hard to force it out.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to let it come in chunks.
I've had real problems. Just think that was the biggest problem with taking Ed's class, Ed Snarley's class, for me. It was like being forced to put that material out there.
Yeah,
it was kind of tough for me. So
yeah, that would be tough for me too.
Yeah,
it's I'm very much the same, where I'll come up with like a verse, and then 3 weeks later I'll come up with the second verse,
right,
as I'm driving home from work or something dumb like that.
Yeah, I've certainly taken a year, maybe even more, to write a song.
Yeah, so that's good though. That's good. So Alexis, why do you write songs? Why do you like writing songs, and why do you go to that?
I've just been writing for so long, it seems like a natural thing to do. Like, in school, I'll be writing notes on the side of my notebook, and like little lyrics just kind of falls out of my head sometimes. Like whether it's good or not is a whole different story, but it's like sometimes there's just too much of an overflow that it needs to come out.
That makes it difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
organizing the waterfall of thoughts that come out. Well, do either of you have any music recorded that people can go and find? Or YouTube videos or anything?
Currently, I haven't put anything out of my own in some time. I mean, if you wanted to go into the archives and look up some old Groundhog Gravy stuff, I got some stuff out there with my old band that I played with back. But no, man, hopefully sometime in the next 5-6 months or so, I'll have all that stuff rolling in the right direction. I think right now I've taken a step away from trying to put anything out there and just trying to be a sponge in school.
Yeah.
But it's coming. I want to get back out there for sure. So.
And you're learning some good skills to help you do it yourself, too.
Exactly. Yeah. So definitely going to take all those tools and apply them to the best of my ability. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing on Ethan Sane out there right now. I'm in hiding.
But remember that name, because you may one day come across it on Spotify or
hopefully
any of the other things, streaming platforms. What about you, Alexis?
I don't have like any singles out there or anything. I have a Facebook page, Alexis May Music. Sometimes you get cover songs and stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. It's Alexis.
Alexis May, M-A-Y, Music.
Okay. Alexis May Music and the upcoming Ethan Sane with us today. We're happy to have you guys.
Happy to be had, Mitch.
Happy to be had.
It's a good time.
And we also had Ralph, as he made a cameo today with his breathing once again. So
that wasn't me.
Yeah.
Breathing like that.
So I hope you all found some good tips today and can apply it to your own songwriting, and we'll see you next week.